Hello, this is Burke Midget with The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. By the way, The Word Works, and I'm glad you're here. Well, thank you for joining me today for this edition of The Word Works. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Thank you, Father, for your word, your spirit within us, your hand on us, the anointing that's on your word by your Holy Spirit, and for revelation knowledge to flow far beyond the words that I speak into the hearts and lives of these, your people. We give you all the praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' name, amen. We're talking about different types of prayer, and we've already started off talking about in our last sessions about what is prayer and the prayer life. And one of the scriptures we're using is Ephesians 6:18, where Paul is writing and he says, "Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit." And we said a couple of translations of that. Goodspeed says, "Use every kind of prayer." And the Amplified Classic says, "With all manner of prayer." So there are different types of prayer. A lot of times we just lump prayer, all kinds of prayers into one prayer, one term. But we talked last time about the prayer of consecration or dedication. And just it's also called the prayer of submission to God's will. And we kind of got over into that quite a bit. One scripture that just I'm reminded of here is Psalms 40, verse 8, we looked at, "I delight to do your will, O my God. I delight to do your will." And then in John 5:30, Jesus said, "I can of my own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge. And my judgment is just, because I seek not my own will, but the will of the Father which has sent me." So today we want to look at a couple of scriptures. Again, Ephesians 6:18, and we'll look at Luke 18:1. You know, John Wesley said this quote, I believe, "It seems that God is limited by our prayer life. He can do nothing for humanity unless someone asks him to do it." Now, I think that's very interesting because all the promises of God are in Christ. They're yes and amen in Christ. And those spiritual blessings, according to Ephesians 1:3, have already been given to us. But we have to receive it. And one way we receive it, by exercising our spiritual authority and dominion, is through prayer. So let's talk about some different kinds of prayer. The prayer of salvation we'll start with. Very basic, but you know, there's a lot of truth in this. And I was listening to someone teach recently, and they said, this is the greatest miracle that ever took place. And if you've received Jesus as your Lord, then praise God. Why can't you receive other things that God has given us? So let's look at Romans chapter 10, verse 9 and 10. From the King James, it says, "That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." You know, I like to kind of reverse the way that's read just for my own understanding. I can speak something with my mouth, but I've got to believe it in my heart. So I kind of look at it and say, well, if I believe in my heart that God raised him from the dead and I speak or confess with my mouth, what am I confessing? Jesus is Lord. Then I'm activating something. I'm praying to God. I'm confessing, but I'm believing in my heart. So many times I've led people to Jesus in groups or an individual by just coming before them and saying, and you could do the same thing just by asking the person, do you believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, that he died for you and for your sins? If they believe that, then ask them to confess Jesus is Lord by speaking that out. And I like to bring that into a prayer, which we'll talk about in just a minute. But a key is true repentance. You know, over in Acts chapter 26, Paul is talking here to King Agrippa, and he starts talking about what happened to him and when he fell off his horse. And in verse 15, we'll just look back at that. It said, "And I said, who art thou, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus whom thou persecutest." Verse 16 says, "But rise and stand on your feet, for I have appeared unto you for this purpose, to make thee a minister and a witness both of these things which thou hast seen, and those things in which I will appear unto thee, delivering thee from the people and from the Gentiles unto whom I now send you, to open," and this is a key verse, "to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light, from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified in the faith that is in me." So he's telling King Agrippa this, and the Amplified Classic says, "a release from their sin," and a release from it. And repentance offers a release of captives, a release of captivity. And that's what's so wonderful when we can pray a prayer of salvation, that we are being released, and we're being released by faith from Satan's kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. And when we pray the prayer of salvation, we need to pray in faith. And it says in Ephesians 2:8, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God." And it's so key that when I'm repenting before the Lord, I'm going before the Lord to proclaim His Lordship, that Jesus is my Savior, but Jesus is my Lord. A good friend of mine, Bob Luckett, who's shared on our podcast, he and I were talking the other day, and he always emphasizes that it's one thing to know that Jesus is our Savior. Basically, we've punched our ticket to heaven. But what happens after that? Is He really our Lord? And I heard a long time ago when I first was saved and started ministering to people that, you know, we want to be under new management. And that new management is the Lordship of Jesus. And in Luke 6:46, it says, "And why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say?" And I think that is so key to do what He says, and He is our Lord. So when we're praying this prayer, let's pray it in faith, and you can lead someone in a simple prayer. It doesn't have to be exactly like this, but this is so key, the prayer of salvation. Something like this. Here's a sample. "Dear God in heaven," and you can ask them to repeat this. And if you don't know Jesus as your Lord and you'd like to, right now, you can repeat this prayer after me. "Dear God in heaven, I desire you to be my heavenly Father. I come to you right now in Jesus' name and ask you to receive me as your own. I believe in my heart that you raised Jesus from the dead. I believe He died on the cross for my sins. I speak with my mouth that Jesus is Lord. Jesus, come into my heart and make me a new creation in you. I will live for you because you're my Lord. In Jesus' name, amen." Now, we've often limited salvation to just going to heaven. But salvation is something that a word in the original language that includes all sorts of different truths, such as deliverance, healing, soundness, wholeness. And if we can believe God to pray a prayer in faith for salvation to go to heaven, why can we not believe God and pray a prayer in faith for salvation from sickness and disease? We can. We have the faith to do that. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So it's important to lead people to Jesus and to know how to pray this particular prayer. So that's number one. We won't go any more detail. The prayer of salvation. Let's look at the prayer of forgiveness. In 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, it says, "If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." Now, I'm confessing something. I confess, in the first prayer we talked about, Jesus is Lord. And in this particular prayer, I'm confessing my sins. And the next verse says in verse 10, "If we say that we have not sinned, we make Him a liar and His word is not in us." So we do, you know, somebody says, "Well, do I sin every day?" I don't know about you, but I sure use this verse a lot. And this is one verse every believer needs to know. And this time of prayer or communication with God is so important. I don't have to have some formal means of praying this prayer. I can just speak to God and say, "Lord, you know, I missed it here. I confess my sin according to 1 John 1:9. Because the idea here is I'm running to God, not from God. All right? So this is a prayer for believers. He's writing to believers here in John is. So if you sin, you don't have to pray the prayer of salvation again. And see, I grew up thinking that you had to rededicate your life. Just confess it. Just confess it immediately. And you can receive cleansing. You see, there's relationship and fellowship. Relationship is based on my experience with Father God. He's my Father. I'm His child. But fellowship is based on your righteousness in Christ. Fellowship means sharing together. So the fellowship may be broken, but you're still a believer. You still have a relationship with God. I heard somebody say one time, fellowship is the real parent of faith. I think that's so true. So the prayer of forgiveness for ourselves, but we can pray the prayer of forgiveness to forgive somebody else for what when they've harmed us. We can pray this prayer knowing that we are forgiven. So the prayer of forgiveness is, we could say, is really for ourselves. To come before Father God and say, Lord, I've blown it. I'm out of fellowship with you. You know, I'm still your child. And I remember I don't know where I got this illustration from years ago, but I mean, the idea is that, you know, a mom is with her son in their home, a little boy, and he says, Mom, can I have a cookie? Or he says, Mom, can I have a cookie? He says, no, you can't have a cookie until after we eat lunch. So he goes into the kitchen. She's in another room, and all of a sudden she hears clang, 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 the top of the cookie jar, and little Johnny or whoever his name is reaching in to get a cookie. And she says, Johnny, you better not get a cookie because we need you to eat lunch first. And I told you not to. So she walks in the kitchen and his hand is in the cookie jar. Now, is Johnny still, the little boy, is he still her son? Yes, he's still her child. But at that point in time, he has done something. He has broken part of the fellowship that they have. He still has the relationship. And she sends him to his room or whatever punishment she deems fit for the situation. And he's crying, he's upset, and the fellowship is broken. But there comes a time when that fellowship is restored or can be restored by that parent by Johnny apologizing, the little boy apologizing and saying, I'm sorry. And then the fellowship is complete again. Yet the whole time he was still the mother's child. And that's what it is with Father God. That's a very simple illustration, but I used it decades ago and it still holds true that we may break fellowship, but we have a relationship with God. Here's a sample of a prayer of forgiveness you might want to use for yourself. Father, I come to you in the name of Jesus and I ask you to forgive me of, and you just ask forgiveness of whatever sin you've committed. I receive my forgiveness by faith, according to 1 John 1:9, which states that you are faithful and just to forgive me my sins and to cleanse me from all unrighteousness, all sense of unrighteousness. And I thank you that I'm free, and I thank you you'll help me resist the temptation in this area in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, it's important at that time to forgive yourself and stop condemning yourself because you've already prayed a prayer in faith and you have prayed that prayer and by faith you have received your forgiveness. Thanks for joining us today for The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. Please consider subscribing to receive our latest podcasts. For more information about this ministry and additional resources, please visit us at bertandjoe.com. That's BERTANDJO.com. And remember, the Word works.